Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, to the intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to all of our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from up in the miry clay. On today, as we come boldly before the throne of God, let us understand and not forget that it was God that touched us this morning. Oh, yes, it was. Gave us life, health, and strength. Started us on our way. Oh, praise be to his name. As we look around, praise God, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. Because of God's grace, because of God's mercy, because of God's love towards you and I on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Yes. Oh, bless his holy name. Let us come before the throne of God, boldly giving him the praise, boldly giving him the honor, boldly giving him the glory on today. Our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Protector, our Battle Axe, our Wheel in the middle of the wheel, our Great and Morning Sun, the Great I Am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end of everything of our existence. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Oh, come and let us praise his name together. And let us exalt him above everything and all things. Because he is holy. Because he is God. Because of who he is. Our Daddy, which is in heaven. Oh, glory to you. What a friend. What a friend. Hallelujah. We have in Lord Jesus on today. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you on this evening.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you on another blessed Monday afternoon. Father God, first of all, Jesus Christ, I come to you giving you the honor since you are the head of my life. I give you the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith. And I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, everyone in ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come through your throne of thanksgiving, God, we come thanking you, God, just for another blessed day, God. Another day, God, that you allowed us to see, God. Nothing that we did was so good and perfect, God. But only by your love and your mercy and your grace. So we say thank you just for that, God. We lift every man of God up and every woman of God today, God. We pray, God, each and every day, God, that you continue to strengthen them. Pour into them, God, as they pour out into the water of ocean, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We glorify your name, God. We lift up every youth that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to brighten them up of the ocean, God, and the way how you will have them to be in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you use them as the evangelist of the ocean. Teaching God, oh, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, because we see your hand upon them, God. We see what you're raising up in these last and evil days, God. You're raising up a generation, God, oh, shake, God, that will say, yes, you be high. Bow down, head of oh, shake, God, and just thank you, huh, for all things, God. They won't compromise, so the most shake, God. They won't even out of our sight, no, the most shake. They won't even think about blending themselves in with the clips, God. So we thank you just for that, what you're doing. God, I pray, God, that you continue to order their footsteps and the way that you will have them to go in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up our family members today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to save, deliver, and save, deliver, and set the captain free as you say in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us, God. That heart fixer, Lord, okay, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Continue, Lord, let us love in unity and strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us love above every circumstance in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every homeless person that it is today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep a shadow over their heads, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let us continue to humble ourselves before you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to cry out, God, like it's our last time here. Calling on the name of Jesus, Lord of Oshay, God. Whatever our situation is, God, let us give it all to you. He go both out in the name of Jesus. God, how we thank you today. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord of all, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God, of Oshay, how you're keeping us in the last evil days, God. We thank you for strengthening us, for making us, for molding us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to run and not lose that. Don't be weary and well doing the audible thing, God. Because we realize, God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. We realize that you are always there with us, these audible things. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We realize you're there. And this, you look, hear everything and you see everything. Nothing is hidden, edible shape from you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for this holding us, God, by our hand, just like a little child, just leading us and guiding us. So we say thank you, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch every internet, telephone, God, laptop today, God. Oh, God, let them hear your cry. Let them hear your voice calling them near in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you open every ear out of our shine, Lord of Oshay, God. That they'll begin to hear you, Lord, voice, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord of Oshay, God. Oh, God, I pray. To say, Lord, I yield, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Oh, God, help me this day on this journey. Out of our sign of the bullshit. It seems so hard sometimes, Lord, the bullshit, God. But something on the inside of continuing to tell me to press on. Something continuing to bullshit, God. And I realize what that something is. That's Jesus Christ today, God. You need to hear the Lord, Lord, the bullshit, that's calling your name. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that is. God, you constantly tell us by your word, huh, that we are already healed, God, of our sin, Lord, of our. Let us continue to stand on your word, huh. Let us continue to get in that quiet place, Lord, of our sin, that we can constantly hear your voice, God, to lead us and guide us in our truth, God. We thank you for your word, God. Continue to let us, Lord, of our sin, God, just stand and eat your word, God. Give us your knowledge, Lord, of our sin, your wisdom, Lord, of our sin, God, in the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We lift up every one, huh, today, God, that's disturbed about something, how the most shake, huh? But I say today, how the most shake, hold your head up. There's no reason to be disturbed, huh? Whatever is in the most stand up, but God is in control, huh? He won't put no more on you than you can bear. He's the most shake, huh? So we say thank you today, God. We glorify your name, how We don't come with a pity party, Roboche. Now bow down head. We come to say hallelujah in the house. Hallelujah, Roboche. When everything around us seems like it's just falling down, we get to say hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our trials and tribulations, for each and every one of us going through, God. Oh, God, but we thank you. Roboche, God, that only make us strong, God. Oh, God, you say, let the weak say, I am strong. So I am strong today. How about that in Jesus Christ today? Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We lift up every elderly person that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect, God. Wrap your loving arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus, Roboche. Even the one, God, that's laying on the flat of their bed today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you... So why they're laying flat on my bed, God? Give them an ear to hear today in the name of Jesus. Oh, the bullshit, God. Oh, God, let them know that you can heal them. Sometime in a place, when we have been so rebellious against God, he has put us in that place, even on our bed. Then hear his voice in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, save, deliver, and save the chapter 3. Oh, God, when I look around and see everything going, like it's tumbling down, every situation. But yet it's still, Lord, I'm going to say, God, I pray, let me stand. When the wind may come, it may be stumbling, Lord, and the wind's going left and right. I pray, God, that I'm going to say, God, even through everything, God, let me stay focused. And my mind stays on you, God, I'm going to say, God, let our mind stay on you, God. I realize if our mind stays on you, you'll give us perfect peace, God. Thank you, God, that we could just marinate in your peace today in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what we're going through, Lord, God, we know it's all right. The battle is not ours, Lord, God, but it's yours in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for loving on us, Lord, God. Somebody's all alone, and they hide up out of the ocean. Everybody's on death, and they're sitting there, Lord, God, snoring, thinking that they don't have anybody. But I say today, everybody have left you yet. Everybody's left Jesus Christ. He's there with you. He's sitting with you. So as he sat with you, I begin to tell him all about it. Begin to pour out to him. He want to hear everything that's whatever concerning you, it concerns him. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know we can do all things to you in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in. We thank you for clearing the atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. So we say, come on in, Holy Spirit. Have your divine way. In the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you. This day, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up the whole nation up to you, God. From the south, east, up, and west. We all need you, Lord, God. So we say, have your way today, God. Church. God of our son of the Moshe, deliver and set the captain free. Whatever we are going through today, we pray, God, that let your perfect will be done. Not our will, God. Lord of Moshe, God, we pray, God, that you continue. Lord of Moshe, to move us out the way. And you come in and have your way, God. So we yield your Holy Spirit. Think of our son of the Moshe, God. These things we ask this day, God. In the name of the Father, the Moshe, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen. Glory be to God. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch it right now, from the north, south, east, and the west, by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come in the midst. And touch right now. Turn everything right in the midst. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. As we surrender all, Holy Spirit, that you come in the midst by your power. By your anointing, in the name of Jesus, by God's grace, by God's mercy, Holy Spirit, somebody here today, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, Holy Spirit,
come in right now,
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
High and mighty and lifted up.
that sits to the right hand of the Father, petitioning for
us.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
God.
You coming back from the Father through the Son.
Yes.
To hear about us. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord,
Lord, Lord,
thank you, Holy
God.
Spirit, that you come, because
Lord.
We know that we're not insignificant in your eyes, because you love us, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because you give us your grace and your mercy each and every day. Your blessings shower upon us.
Yes,
so
Lord,
we thank
Jesus.
You, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
For being obedient.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes,
that we receive
Jesus,
what you brought
yes, Lord,
to us right now, each and every one of us, internationally,
yes,
nationally,
yes,
and locally.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
name.
Spirit of the living
yes,
God.
Lord,
so have
God.
Your way right now.
Yes, Lord.
In
Jesus'
name.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus
have
name.
Your way.
In Jesus'
way,
name.
Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Have
yes,
your way.
Lord.
We
yes,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We give
thank you
Lord.
The
yes. highest praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Blessed
yes,
and
hallelujah.
Praise to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My, my. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
nothing
you,
like
Jesus.
Being in the presence
Jesus,
of the
not
Lord
all.
And dwell in His
yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
my, my, my. Glory, hallelujah.
Hey,
when we
glory,
all
glory, glory.
Get to heaven. What a time.
Yes, Lord. Hey,
what a time.
Yes, Lord.
What a
yes,
time.
Be.
This is the
yes.
get ready room
yes,
right
yes,
down here.
Yes,
we got to get
is.
It ready.
Hallelujah.
Right
yes.
down here.
Hey,
glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So we
yes,
can go.
Yes.
And give God
yes.
the praise. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For
hallelujah. Eternity. God, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes,
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Songwriter say, I can feel the Spirit. Moving
yes. hey,
all over
yes.
me. Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Don't just
yes,
give me
Lord.
A touch.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy hallelujah.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Yes.
Indwell all of me. Envelop
Jesus.
All of me.
Yes.
Hey, glory, you're
hey.
Yes, on today.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
God,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
and you're worthy
Lord.
To be praised.
Yes, you are, Lord.
On today.
Yes.
Amen, amen,
oh,
amen,
you, Lord.
Praise God,
amen.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, we're going to move on now, praise God, hallelujah,
amen,
amen. I'd just like to give a special shout out to the ADM motherboard, hallelujah, God bless you ADM mothers out there, woo, may the spirit and the joy of the Lord be your strength on today. Now, let's get ready for a word from the Lord that's coming from our own Minister Shanita Pontar as she comes and breaks the bread of life with us on this evening. Praise be to God. Minister Shanita Pontar, the wheel is in your hand. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. I would like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, my husband, Edward Ponton, my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Smith, the mother boy, the deacons, the ministers, and everybody that makes up the ABM front line, all the men, all the people that attend the congregation. And I would like to say hello to our followers, national and international, local and international. To God be the glory. On tonight, the scripture that I chose was something that I had to bear into my heart and my mind, and I still do on this day, daily. But when I was going through a hard time, when I thought the end of the world had came, because I had trials and tribulations back to back, felt like I had been forsaken by God himself. God kept taking me to this scripture, and I'm one that when the Holy Spirit gives me a scripture, I write the date and time that he gave me the scripture along with the year. And as I look at this scripture, it's Psalm 16:8. It says, I know that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. God, over the years, God has given me this scripture, different years, but exactly 10 years now. And today, when I asked for the scripture, this was the scripture that was given to me. And what I would like to sit and say is that we as believers, we must realize that every single day we may have to go through some type of situation, some type of unforeseen circumstance. But when we go through these problems, we must always realize and remember that God is with us. He's right beside us. Problems get so hard, and you think that no one's with you because you're not physically seeing God, which you should know in your mind, because in Psalms 8, David, the author, through all his trials and tribulations, he had to learn that if God was not there with him, God would have given him up long time ago to all of his enemies, to all the sins that he had committed. But instead, he wrote, I know that the Lord is always with me, and I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. So as today go on, when trials and tribulations come, you are to let God know, no matter how bad this situation looks, no matter, even though I can't do anything about it, Father, you are here with me. The burden is too heavy for me, so since you right here next to me, do you mind picking this burden up for me? Do you mind carrying my cross through this trial and tribulation? Well, we need to always remember that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So when you get a report, I've gotten reports over the years now for 9 years that you won't make it until the next year. You won't make it until in 4 months. You will be dead and you will be gone. But you know what? Because I realize that God is with me and he's right beside me, I could shout in church. I could dance. I even walked a mile and a half today, to God be the glory. Didn't need oxygen. I've traveled and didn't need oxygen because I realized that God is with me through all my problems, through the ups and through the downs. When times are hard and I feel like I don't have the money to pay the bills, I call Jesus. When I feel like the cupboard is bare and it might not be enough food, I call on Jesus. When the doctors sit and say one thing, I sit and look in their face and say, I believe the report of Jesus, because he promised me. His word never comes back void. So I believe each and everything that I see, that I hear, that I know, that God has put in place for me. I don't sit and I don't crumble and I don't fall. Those days are gone with me. When the Holy Spirit built my faith up and let me know, daughter, you don't have to be afraid. I'm here with you. God don't make no mistakes. Sometimes we have to go through certain things in order for him, for us to build him. For him, for us, for order, in order for him to build us up. But that does not mean that he has left us. That means that he's sitting and he's taking you through something because he knows that he has a purpose for you. So when you get, when the lights get turned off, when you don't have enough money for the mortgage, don't sit and get all upset. Sit and call on the name of Jesus. Let him know, I need you. This is the time I need you. Don't sit and say, oh, I want to kill myself. I don't know what I'm going to do. God don't love me. I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't die on the cross to save me for sin because the devil is a liar. When Satan comes up against you with all that negative speaking, with all those lies, what I was here to tell you is to say, Jesus is with me. He's walking right beside me. So you and your imp, you cannot move me because God is here with me. Saints, what I said is tell everybody day to day, starting with my own family, my own Jerusalem, to stand firm in God. Stand with faith. Be alert. Be watchful for the things that's going to come your way because they're going to come. Say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It did not say that a weapon wasn't coming. It's coming. You're no better than Jesus. Jesus was tempted all the time. But guess what? He was not shaken because he knew that his Father had him covered. He knew that. And guess what? My mindset is what Jesus' mindset is. I'm not going to be shaken. Satan should have took me out long time ago because where I stand on today, I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not receiving any negative news. I'm moving forward. I'm going into my purpose knowing that God is with me. So please remember, do not be shaken. Do not let Satan rattle your cage. Stand up against him and let him know you have no authority over me. God is keeping my feet on the path of righteousness. When I lean to the left, he's going to push me back where I stay straight. When I lean to the right, he's going to push me back on point, and he's going to keep moving me forward. I will not be shaken from this day forward. That's what we need to say, saints of God. I pray that this word touched someone today. I pray that you all have a beautiful night in the Lord tonight. And remember, when things come your way, stand firm. Put your feet in the dirt. Stand there and do be moved. Do not be moved. If the wind blows you one way, push yourself back. You pull every piece of strength that you know. Call on the name of Jesus so he can put you back in alignment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank you on tonight. You all have a beautiful night. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Shanita Ponton. A rich, rich word. And listen, need all us get that memo. Don't be moved. Now we turn you over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless. Hey, God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, what a rich word and what a good word that it is really this right now time, you know, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, and Minister Nita. What a good, rich word. You know, what I found out that the people, they got a tendency to back off. They back off prayer. They back off relationship. They back off. And they really not facing the fact. And I see that a lot of Christians, individuals, are not really facing the facts that they are serving God part-time. They're not serving God full-time. Because even in that scripture that she was talking about, standing, one thing that people think that when we deal with standing, they deal with your form of belief. It's not talking about your form of belief. It ain't talking about you believing. We all believe in God. We all got some type of belief. But the question is you standing? You could believe in God and still in a crack house. You could believe in God and still a drug addict. You could believe in God and still pretty much about ready to lose your mind. You could believe in God and still don't want to have no dealings or no relationship with people. You could believe in God and still be broke. You could believe in God and still things that you try to move forward in life is still would not work out. So it's not your belief that that God is trying to engage individuals about. It's your will to walk with him and to stand with him. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean, it's your will of prayer. Are you an individual that come and stand in prayer? When the Bible tells you to stand, it's telling you to pray without ceasing. It's telling you don't back up off of God. You keep coming. And I noticed that when people begin to go through issues, they begin to back off. But it's the very point in time to where you need to be engaged. And because we don't understand the relationship, it's one thing that we confess of the relationship. We understand that we need to have a relationship, but we really don't understand how to operate in this relationship with God. They really don't understand. Because if we really understand how to operate in this relationship with God, that is the wrong person that I want to start conversating with. That is the wrong person where I want to start going to meetings with. That is the wrong person that I want to stop going to my weekly engagement to worship him with. That is the wrong person. The question is, are we really standing, or are we having a form of belief that is wrapped up in our mind like we was talking about on Sunday? We turning around, but we're not making moves. We turning around as Christians, but we're not making moves. And it seems like sometimes once we begin to get a little water in our life, you know, I'm not living, you know, I'm 1 minute, I need a finance, I got some finances coming in. So since finance coming in, this job is taking up all my time. I can't spend no time with the Lord. I don't pray like I used to. We got every song that it is out there, but when we need God to step in our life, we don't need no excuses. We don't need God. We'll be singing that song. He may not come when we want him, but he'll surely be on time. Why? Because we hoping he's going to come to our rescue. We hoping he's going to come and save us. We hoping. But the question is, have you been in position? If you've been in position, you don't have to live on hope. You live on knowing. I don't live on hope. I live on knowing. I know that God is coming because I'm in position. I know that God is going to hear my prayer because I'm in alignment with prayer. I just don't have to come back to Lord. Lord, you know what? I apologize because I missed prayer with you all for a week. I missed prayer with you. I don't mean to get engaged. God, I just have so much going on. It's no excuses. And saints of God, that's the thing that we really got to really engage in, the relationship with God. It's much more than a confession. It's much more than just say, I'm in a relationship with God. No, you confess him as your personal savior, you shall be saved. That don't have nothing to do with your relationship. Amen? You can shall be saved. And I'm going to get ready to teach on the different stages in heaven, because people thinking that, hey, I'm in, no, baby, it's a place in heaven on the outer courts of the gate. It's on the outer gate to where you're going to be hearing people worshiping, celebrating, loving on God, and you can't do nothing but stand on the outside. You're going to want to look in the inside, but you ain't going to be able to look in the inside. You're going to want to go in, but the gatekeeper's going to stop you from going in. That's where you're going to spend eternity on the outside and torment because you want to go in. This thing is real, saints of God. So when we go in a place of stand, I don't care what you did yesterday. You keep coming in prayer. You find somebody. Get on broadcast like this. Say, I got to get up in the morning. If I'm going to do anything that I need to do, you better believe my first thing I'm going to do is just get up in the morning and at least spend 30 or 40 minutes with God. Amen? I'm at least going. If I need some help motivating, if I need some help to help me to get there, I thank God for people like Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. I thank God for people like Mother Helen. I thank God that God got people in place going to continue to help me so I can continue to be successful in Christ. It's no excuse why we not successful. It's no excuse why God is not outpouring on our life. It's no excuse. Only thing is the problem, it's not the devil, it's us. Because if we could really examine our life and stop being fake, and we could examine our life, we could look at it. If I'm the one that like to get engaged with God and back off, if I'm the one that wants stuff from God, then next thing you know, I back off. If I'm the one that allow my problems to come in. When my problems come in, I just got so much going on. Then I go into this shell. I go and close this door. I have a pity party with the Lord. I see what the Lord is going to try to work it out and work my situation out. Amen. We got to get out of that sense of God. If you're going to stand, let's stand. And when they talk about standing, it ain't dealing with your form of belief. It's dealing with your prayer. It's dealing with your faith. It's dealing with you speaking those things. Be not God. It's dealing with speaking things in the atmosphere. It's dealing with prophesying when you don't see no way out. It's dealing with still believing when opposition will come into your life that God is going to turn it around. It's dealing with no matter what I go through, God, I'm living as a living sacrifice before you, holy and acceptable unto you, and I'm not going to allow no situation stop me from worshiping you, stop me from serving you, stop me from engaging in my church family to worship, stop me from coming into the prayer meeting, getting on a prayer line, stop me from engaging into your prayer. I'm not going to let nothing, that's what the scripture says, don't you let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. People think this is a form of thing. No, baby, we talking about action. We talking about doing. My God Almighty. We ain't talking about you just speaking things in your head and shooting things out your mouth. No, we talking about things that you are doing. Things are action. We talking about what? I've seen so many people think they're strong, but the moment storms come, they go to running. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Yeah. My God Almighty. Yeah. And the first thing we say, oh, I'm just going to do the work on that. Baby, that devil is a lie. You're running. Amen. And we got to stop running. If we're going to tell these mountains to get out of our way, oh, wait a minute. Before we can tell a mountain to get out of our way, we got to look the mountain in the face. Let me say that again. Before we can tell a mountain to get out of my way, we're going to have to look the mountain in you got to look that mountain in his face. You can't walk around a mountain. If you try to walk around a mountain, you're going to be like the children of Israel. You spend a wasting time to where you could have went through the mountain. Saints of God, let's look at this mountain in our life. Let's start picking up. Let's let the enemy know that we are standing tower. I will not be moved. Yeah, my home might be right, but I'm not coming out of prayer. Yeah, my job is out of money. I'm going to stay in the word of God. Yeah, everything is coming at me. I got a meeting at church with the Lord and worship, and I'm going to go into the house of the Lord because I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord to worship him. Saints of God, where do you are when the storms come? Where are you when things start coming out? Sometimes we get to the place, oh God, I've been faithful about a month or two. I've been faithful. I've been on every month. Well, do you want this God to be faithful throughout your whole eternity of your life? Amen. We feel so we can give God a quarter or give God a dime or give God 50 cents. We think that's good enough. No, baby, that is not good enough. If you're going to live your life and pick up the Holy Ghost, or is you going to kick your life and pick up damnation? Amen. I'd rather lose my life in reign with God other than try to keep my life and raise and for eternity damnation. Amen. Saints of God, let's learn how to stand. Let's learn. See, that's the thing. We don't got this relationship. Many people think they got it. No, you don't. No, you don't, because if you got it, when storms come, you go in prayer. When you got it, when storms come, I don't have to back off on you. I don't have to look at my mother's call. Mother's calling my phone, and I'm checking and want to check up on me. I'm looking at the call ID, and I'm dodging them. I don't want to speak with them. And all they want to do is give me encouragement and word. If you want to stand, baby, we got to stand and look at this mountain. Stop being Christians. Christians that perpetrate it. Christians that pretend that they got power and no power. Christians cannot even rebuke their own headache. Christians that cannot rebuke their own sin. Why? It's not because the power doesn't lie in them. It's not because the power is not want to operate in them. It's because we are praying behind closed doors and trying to play church in front of everybody else. Baby, your situation is not going to lie before you. It's not going to lie. Let's come up, Saints of God. Stand. It ain't talking about your form of belief. It talks about when a storm comes in.
Can you continue to pray? When your body is tired, can you still make it on the line and say, I probably can't say nothing, but I can put this speaker on and let it resonate in my spirit, let it resonate in my home. When the issue becomes in like a flood, can you stand and say, I'm still press my way and worship the Lord? Because when I go to the house of the Lord, it's not about me. It's about a soul looking for the Lord. I want to show them where the Lord is at.
Hey,
we to stand. Are we ready to stand? Are we serving God part time? And we lose it. We using a part time relationship as if it's a full time relationship, but it's part time. Let me tell you something, saints of God. We can engage in prayer with the Lord 7 days a week. 7 days a week. We need to put. We supposed to have some time already put aside. I thank God for God has given us this broadcast so it can help us to go ahead and stay on point so we can put aside some time. If you're not putting aside some time to engage into something with the Spirit of the Lord, you're serving a part-time God. You part-time. You ain't a full-time. My God, I can care less if you miss one day. You're part-time. It's all, it's full. You can either be hot or cold. It's no lukewarm. It's no lukewarm. It's either you hot or it's either you cold. There's nothing in the middle. My God, I heard a songwriter say 99 and a half won't do. You got to make 100. You got to make 100. Are you one? When things begin to come into your life, you slack off. Your prayer life slack off. Your worship slack off. You seeking the Lord, it's slacking off. Because things in your life is overwhelming. Well, if you're slacking off on a job, you ain't a full-time, you ain't a quality employee. You ain't a quality employee. You're a employee that the supervisor is having problems with. And the supervisor got to pull you in the office and threaten you. If you don't get it together, I'm going to have to terminate you. I'm going to have to let you go. Other words, if you don't get it together, you're going to miss your blessing. If you're going to get it together, I'm going to have to pass your blessing on to somebody else. I got to move you from this season because you need to get it together. Why would God, waste his time with spilled milk? Why would he? Say some God, we feel as though, I'm going to say this and I got to go. I'm going to go, Pastor Smith. We got to get out of this entitlement spirit. It's an entitlement spirit that took over the body of Christ so heavy. We feel as though because we don't went through a couple of trials and we don't went through a couple of tests, God owes us something. God owes us something. He paid it all when he got on the cross. When he gave us an opportunity for we can have eternal life, he paid it all. He don't owe us nothing. He don't owe us to be debt free. He don't owe us to be debt free. He don't owe us none of that because he already paid it all. And if you want it, all you got to do is start operating in it because he already paid for it. And it's waiting on you to come get it. Somebody need to tell themselves before I get off this line, get up. It's time to get up. Raise up out of this situation because if I want it, I got to go and get it. If I want it, I can't let all issue to stop me. If I want it, I cannot back off from the word of God. If I want it, I got to pray without ceasing. If I want it, I got to prophesy. If I want it, I got to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you all, and let's turn up this week. Let's turn up in our prayer. Let's turn up in our worship. Let's turn up seeking God. Let's get off this level. You've been on this level too long, and now the enemy knows where you at. The enemy knows where you at on this level. He knows where to find you. He's putting strategies together to come and attack you because you're wasting too much time on this level. Looking at your situation. Get up, off this level, and let's move into another realm where the vultures can't find you, where the buzzers can't find you, where the chickens cannot fly, and where the devil himself cannot find you. In the name of Jesus, can I sing you?
Hallelujah.
God bless all of you.
Hallelujah.
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 God, will you stand?
Yes.
Amen. Will you stand?
Yes.
As the Bible said, flat footed. Will you stand? We thank God for our pastor.
Amen.
Praise God. And just bringing it around full circle. Praise God. And as I said earlier, get that memo. Get that memo that you don't miss. Amen. What God has for you. Listen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't be double-minded. God wants us one-minded, like him.
Yes.
And when we're one-minded, we're in alignment and we're in position.
Oh.
We thank God for Apostle. We thank God for Minister Shanita Ponton. We thank God for you, Mother Jackson. We thank God for the ADM family. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
So,
yes. Amen.
When you get off tonight, let that resonate and marinate in your mind and in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And then come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we can do it all over again in the presence of the Lord. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Amen.
Presence, Lord.